Carter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. President Biden is blasting the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that Donald Trump and other presidents have broad immunity from prosecution. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the nation was founded on a fundamental principle.
That there are no kings in America.
That everyone is equal before the law and nobody above it.
Not even the president of the United States.
He says that has now changed.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do.
Calling it a dangerous precedent, ripping the high court for making it highly unlikely that Trump will stand trial before November for his role in the Capitol insurrection.
It's a terrible disservice to the people of this nation.
And leaves them with the choice.
Whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel has ordered Palestinians to evacuate from Khan Yunis, likely signaling a new assault on the southern Gaza city. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports.
This isn't the first time we've seen an evacuation order like this. Israel spent several months inside Khan Yunis battling Hamas before withdrawing earlier this year. The latest order is a sign that Hamas has managed to regroup, and we could soon see Israeli forces moving back into Khan Yunis and a resumption of heavy fighting. This is a pattern we've seen throughout this war, where the Israeli army returns to areas where it previously had declared victory over Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists that Israel is close to dismantling Hamas as an organized fighting force, but he does say that operations will continue against what he calls remnants of the Islamic militant group.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. North Korea said it successfully